Good morning, church. It's good to have you all here today, sharing with us as we look at a series of messages here this month. Just some of my favorite passages that I like to share, and then some songs that'll go along with those. So thank you guys for doing that. So I'm going to read a phrase here. It's from a book or a movie, depending on how you take in information. Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here? Alice in Wonderland, talking with the Cheshire Cat, and Alice had asked that question, and the response is, that depends a good deal on where you want to get to, said the cat. Well, Alice said, I don't much care where. And the cat responds, then it doesn't matter which way you go. And so as we're looking at this thing, this life's highway, this thing called life, this journey that we're all on, as the text that Nick shared with us, and that's a little bit of a throwback back to the days of Gene Fueling reading our opening text for us for the messages there at the beginning of the day. But in that text, we see, much like our life starts out in a barren, droughted place, and we have to ask ourselves, and we are all given the option to walk in the way of the Lord or to walk in the ways of the world. And notice as we get down there, and we'll talk about this, the way of the Lord is singular. The ways of the world are multiple. And there's a passage of Scripture that talks about that, and we'll look at that in just a moment. But we're on a journey as we travel through this life's highway that we only will pass through here but once. There will be bread to win and tolls to pay. And for some, the cost is more than they want to pay. And yet for others, it will cost us far more than we intended to pay. But nevertheless, we're all going to walk on this highway. This highway that we're starting off here called the highway of life. And we have to walk one direction or the other. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says this towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. So there's multiple ways to travel down this wide gate. But for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few that find it. This passage of Scripture here is a reminder to us as we look at that Isaiah Scripture that there are all sorts of things that take place in our life, and then that as you look through that that passage, that chapter, only for at least Isaiah's sake, only having 10 verses in a chapter makes that a very small chapter for him. But in that Isaiah 35 starts with the idea that our life is barren and it's made up of experiences and times of drought. Is there anyone here that has lived their life on top of the mountain every day of your life? No. Matter of fact, I hope we appreciate those mountain highs because we're not there all that often. We do live in those times of drought and barrenness, to which we call that in our physical, or in the Bible, in the spiritual look, drought and barrenness. But in our everyday talk, we call that a mental struggle. We call that a difficulty of sorts that we face. We call it stress. We call it things going on in our life that lead us down the ways of struggling. We see in that text that there are those that are, especially at the beginning of that walk, that are starving and thirsting. And what we find out is it's usually the things that we just deny ourselves of. It's not that they're not provided. It's not that they're not available. It's what we deny ourselves of. And we in our own life have the abundant life that we can have and that we find only in Jesus Christ. And yet the majority of the people, and even those that call themselves His, still deny ourselves of all that the Lord desires to give us. That's why he talks about living in a scorched land. Things just dry up or don't work out. But then we see that there's things that's going to happen as we start to seek the path of righteousness. As we seek that life of abundant life. And we see that the change starts to take place there early on in the verses 4, 5, 6 in there, that we are told that God Almighty is what we need to change our entire viewpoint and our actual reality and outlook on life. We live in a world today that is a fantasy land to most people. We live in a life where this is how we think that things should be. And the Lord sometimes has rough ways of reminding us that it's not always the way it's going to be. That we need to change that viewpoint. And when we come to that realization that it is only in Him that we are sustained. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 1, a very small verse, but for those of us that struggle with keeping focus on Him, that have a hard time, it's simple for us to give comfort to my people, says your God. We serve a God that doesn't want for us to live a life of despair. We serve a God that wants to comfort us. Not only is this told in the Old Testament over and over and over again, I mean, read the Psalms and the comfort that the Lord gives to David and the comfort that David finds in the Lord during his times of drought and despair. But it says, give comfort to my people, says your God. And that is kind of the hinge of the whole process here is, are we a people of God? Are we a people of Christ? There are no hyphenated names in the Bible as far as Christianity goes. And it won't take long for you to understand what I mean by that in the world. If you talk about those, and they'll make reference that I'm this type of a Christian or I'm this type of a Christian. No, it's all Christ or nothing. But He is the one we go to be sustained. In this passage of Isaiah chapter 35, it says that when those that find what they're looking for in God, ultimately, and what we're looking for in Christ, that we will find encouragement for the exhausted. Do you ever sit down at the end of the day or the end of the week and you're just exhausted? And it might not be a physical exhaustion. It might be a spiritual exhaustion. It might be a mental exhaustion. It may be a struggle that we have that's going on. And But we see in this passage of Scripture that when we decide to leave that barren land, and we then, as we get down to verses 7 and 8, and it talks about walking on this highway of holiness, and all the things that we know and we understand about Jesus Christ, that we know about God the Father and holiness, is that holiness, I believe, is His main attribute. And we are told that there is a type of holiness that we all must strive to attain, because without it, we will not see God. And we do not find that holiness. We do not find that sustaining life. We do not find what we are longing for in any other place other than Jesus Christ. Around us, there are good and great programs. Celebrate Recovery, Grief Share, Rescue Mission. You may know others that all do the same thing. And those things are good and great outside of the fact they can never replace what Jesus Christ does in our life and can do in our life and wants to do in our life. And when those things are used properly, the Lord will flourish in our life. Encourage the exhausted. Strengthen the feeble. Do you ever have times where you just feel like you can't go on? Maybe it's physically. My legs just won't go today. Or maybe it's our mind and we just need to rest and say, you know what, I just don't think I can go there right now. You can lie to yourself and all of you say you don't have these thoughts, but you do. You know how I know? You're human. We all need to be strengthened. And he says to the anxious of heart, or to those that fear. Is there anyone here that fears over anything? I'm so glad we as Christians don't do that today. Right? But to those of anxious of heart, it says, fear not. Again, told to us in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, and yet, to be honest, most of us struggle with that to some capacity. Don't think just because I sit up here or stand up here and tell you not to do that, does that mean that I don't? Because that's by no means the case. It's a struggle that we all have. But as a reminder to us, as we've looked through the Revelation passages so many times and over again, we see that the Lord will be the one that brings the punishment. Do we ever sit and watch the news? Or you may read on different things on the internet or different terrible situations and terrible things that happen. And we say, why doesn't God take care of that? He will. But we also need to remember that these things happen in God's timing and not our own. But it finishes up that portion of the text in Isaiah 35 saying, the Lord brings salvation. And He brings that to us in no one else other than through Jesus Christ. Isaiah 25:9 says, let us rejoice and be glad in His salvation. For He goes on to say that here's what will happen. He's saying here's what's going to happen when Jesus comes to the world physically and spiritually. These things will happen. The blind will see. The deaf will hear. The lame will leap. The mute will speak. But it says here that each and every one of them will be moved with joy. Moved with joy. They'll be genuinely happy. Genuinely satisfied. Genuinely complete. And that happened during the time while Jesus was here. And spiritually speaking, it can still happen to us today. If we are moved with the joy that only Jesus can provide. But as we travel on that highway and it lists off all the things that will not be there, all the wickedness, all the evil, all the things that will not be, no lion, in other words, there will be no destruction that is brought there because the Lord is our protection, the Lord is our shield, the Lord is our buckler. He is the one that provides the constant care for us. Imagine this as they're preaching this message not only to us today but to those Israelites years ago, and in the book of Jeremiah, we see that there is a response that the people have of that day, those that are following after Jehovah God, that the same response of those that claim to be following after Jesus Christ have today. And in Jeremiah 6:16, here's what it says. Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk on it. Walk on the good path. And you will find rest for your souls. Church, you want to find rest for your souls? You want to find rest for your aching heart, for your mind that just runs a zillion miles an hour? It is found in one place. And yet the Lord says, but those people that heard this message said, we will not walk in it. Now, doesn't that sound ridiculous? To have people, the Lord's church, that we can walk on that highway of holiness where there is no wickedness, no evil, that there none of these bad things will be found there. It goes on to say that only the redeemed will be there, those that have been purchased back by the blood of Jesus Christ. The ransomed ones will express joy. There will be gladness and joy. And it says sorrow and sighing will flee. Will you choose to follow his message today? Or will you be one that says, we will not go that way? We will not walk in it. There's got to be a change that takes place. We've got far too many Christians coming, or far too many people coming to Christ and not making a change, not making repentance in their life. They're coming in here and will be immersed and then never make a change in their life. We have totally missed out on what Jesus Christ is all about. Jesus Christ is about how we used to be this way. Paul writes in a letter in the Corinthians that such were some of you, that you've now changed. But the problem is too many Christians stay exactly where they're at. Are you the same as you were yesterday? I hope not. Are you the same that you were 10 years ago? I pray not. We need to change. Which direction will we walk? We need to understand as we read this passage of Isaiah 35 that no matter who you are, you all start off in a bad place. Not one of you here were born out of the physical womb a Christian. We've got friends that'll call themselves cradle Catholics, and that means that's what they were born into. But it doesn't happen that way in the Bible. It doesn't happen that way in the church. You have to be born again. Born of the water and of the Spirit. We all start off in a bad place. But then as we take our walk in this life or this walk in holiness, then things change. Because God cannot permit, God cannot put up with unholiness. He can't have it. And so we have to change. And only Jesus can make us change. I believe that's how Rick ended his class. That Jesus will make that change in our life. Now, we have to let that happen. We got to let the Holy Spirit work. But when we walk on the highway of holiness, things will change. That doesn't mean that all your financial problems will be over. But he can help you get them sorted out. It doesn't mean that all your stress will be gone. It just means we have some place to dump it off at now. Things will change. We need to understand that because of Jesus, things will change. Because of Jesus, things have already changed. If you're here today and you're outside of Jesus Christ, you can begin that walk in Him now. But it takes a change. Not only believing who Jesus is, that second step is repentance, a change of mind that produces a change of action. That means now that I'm a Christian, I'm going to shape up, I'm going to do things different. Will we still mess up? Yes. But boy, we ought to try hard not to. Confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Be immersed into Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and by all means, do our best to walk in that highway of holiness. Life's highway. It'll lead us one of two directions. You want to serve Satan or serve the Lord? You say, well, I would never serve Satan. If you don't put Jesus first, you're serving Satan. The choice is simple. The choice is yours. You're going to walk on that highway of holiness. Will you stand as they lead us in our song of invitation this morning?
Let's sing, You've Done Great Things.
Thank you for the thirst for your presence. If I'd never known that place, how could I have known you were better? Thank you for the love.